All right. Good evening, everyone. This is the Wednesday, January 8th, 2025 meeting of the Citizen Review Committee. we'll start this evening, as we always do, with just brief introductions from our CRC members, and invite anyone who's listening in the audience to introduce themselves in the chat as we do that. So today, why don't we just say who you are, where you're calling from, and maybe one thing that you're looking forward to this winter, this early spring season, as we move into the year. So Yume Delgado, I use he him pronouns. I am the chair of the Citizen Review Committee, and I am just crossing my fingers and hoping that we get through January relatively unscathed and we can move into slightly warmer weather in the weeks ahead. So fingers crossed. Why don't we go Noah, Nate, and Jessica?
Good evening, everyone. Noah Truesdale, he, him pronouns. I'm one of the newer members to the board. And I have the opposite reaction of VMA. I just bought a ski rack and I'm very excited to keep this winter weather going as long as possible and get up to hood. Good to be here.
Nate Holton, and I've been knocking on wood every day regarding the weather, and hope that it continues.
I think the weather will continue generally. That's what weather does.
Occupational hazard, right, Nate?
Think it's me. Hi, everybody. My name is Jessica Katz. I'm a CRC member from Northeast Portland. Looking forward to it's a great question, you may cut me off guard. I am looking forward to equanimity.
Right, and then Chris, Sean, and David, if you want to introduce yourselves. I think that's everybody.
Chris Pekarski, he, him pronouns, member of the CRC from Southeast Portland. I graduated to having my own reclining chair at home now, so I'm looking forward to sitting in that and being an old man.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Sean Osaki. He, him, coming from North Portland, St. John's Cathedral Park area, and looking forward to some winter steelhead fishing.
I'm David Nguyen. I work for IPR. I look forward to getting a beer after this meeting.
Well, I have something else to look forward to, David. Thanks for that. all right. Well, welcome everyone. Like I said, if you're in the audience, feel free to introduce yourselves. We do have one slight deviation from the posted agenda tonight. Director Caldwell is running a little bit late, so we're gonna do the director's report at the end of the meeting, or whenever he is able to join us. So I think the first item of business is approval of the December 4th, 2024 CRC minutes. I will entertain a motion if anyone would like to approve those minutes.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
And then, so, okay. And I'm just going to go as I see on screen here, since I don't have my cheat sheet in front of me. So, Noah. Oh, sorry, we're voting to approve.
Yeah, sorry, my mic wasn't working. I approve.
Nate.
Approve.
Jessica.
Abstain.
Chris.
I approve.
And Sean. Okay, I'm gonna take that as a yes.
Yes.
So vote yes. So the motion carries. Okay. Excuse me, I'm still getting over this cold. Chair's report. We don't have a lot to report from our last meeting. We are obviously still waiting sort of for next steps, which I think tonight's agenda will sort of address. My understanding is that yesterday's status conference, Judge Simon did direct the city to seat their nominating board, specifically council's representatives to the nominating board for the new Office of Police Accountability within 30 days, so basically by early February. And at today's council meeting, they did discuss potential for standing committees at City Council to deal with public safety and government accountability issues. So where CRC and the Office of Police Accountability will land are something of a outstanding issue, but it's likely that there will be a subcommittee at council that will be sort of tasked with dealing with some of those policies and will hopefully be a good point of contact for us with City Council. As we move later into the year here, as we discussed at our last meeting, I do intend to start inviting relevant stakeholders to our future CRC meetings just to kind of give us updates and keep us in the loop on that process. So I believe tentatively we have the city attorney coming to talk to us next month, and hopefully by that point we'll have a better sense of maybe who the other relevant stakeholders in this process are, but it'll presumably be the members of the city council that are on that subcommittee or that standing committee. So that's kind of where we're at. I think the next biggest step is just sort of reiterating that to council and to the mayor and to the city administrator's office through this letter that we are potentially going to be sending, which we'll get into in just a few minutes here. Any other questions on the chair's report before we move into new business? Okay, hearing none, let's go into new business. So we have one item of new business today, which is the accountability or the transition work group letter to council and the mayor and other stakeholders. Mike is probably not going to be able to join us tonight. He said he was running pretty late and he wasn't sure that he was going to be able to make it. So we'll jump into that process. But obviously, if Mike joins us, then we'll I'll turn moderation of this conversation over to him. So over the break and with the agenda that was circulated, I think the transition work group had submitted a draft of their letter, which I will. So, David, do you have that link? Can you put the original
Yes.
draft in the?
So the one that I just posted is the one with
Oh, perfect.
you and Nate edit, but this is the original one right here.
Okay. And just for those listening, so we had an original draft that was submitted with our agenda. As friendly amendments, I myself and Nate Holton have submitted sort of proposed edits to that draft, which David has put into the chat here. So there are a couple ways that we can approach this. As we discussed, I know that people did not want to just write the letter live, but if there are, specific edits that people want to make, or if we want to try and combine some sentiments from one draft into another, we can definitely do that at tonight's meeting. Nate.
So I apologize. The letter that I edited was not your letter. You may it was the original, and I did not intend that. So I'm looking at your letter as a one pager, and I think it's great.
Okay. So what I'm going to suggest, obviously we can't deliberate by email, so this is kind of our first opportunity to discuss these versions. So just as background, the original letter was drafted by the transition work group. I think we've looked at sort of variants or draft versions of that at the last two or three CRC meetings. We sent that letter back to the work group with some guidance at our December meeting, and they circulated a draft, which is in the chat. There's a link to that draft in the chat. I made several, quite a few suggested edits in my version that I circulated to CRC in advance of this meeting. largely to just simplify it and put it more in terms of the language that typically we would see used for communications with elected officials, also with some sense of the evolving situation vis-a-vis Judge Simon's decisions and vis-a-vis the makeup of the current council, which is, starting to take shape here. So, council has a tremendous amount on their plate right now. They are having to deal with quite a bit. And as we've seen from some of their initial meetings, with 12 new counselors with a lot of opinions, that has, I think, it's something where they have a limited amount of bandwidth to wrestle with some of these issues. And I think being able to sort of distill that and boil that down is going to be really important for them. I also think that, we have several people on council who are very familiar with CRC's bona fides, including our past chair. And then we have some other people who I do not think will find some of the examples that we put in the original draft to be all that illustrative or illuminative. So my draft, as circulated, really just proposes that we sort of whittle that down and just, kind of get to the heart of the matter, which is that we want to be an involved participant in this process. We want to make sure that we are consulted as to next steps and that this process moves forward with all due speed and alacrity. I think that's really the what the main thrust of our sentiment should be. I also, I think there is a sense that we don't need to. I don't want to be perceived as condescending to council or to any of the other electeds. And I would not say that the original draft did that, but I want to make sure that we're not we are exercising a decent amount of caution in that regard. So I'm happy to bring up my draft version just for us to review before we take a look at it. Nate also submitted his own suggested edits, and Nate, I know that you said that you were fine with mine, but if you want to, if there's anything that you highlighted in yours that you think maybe we should look at putting in there, we definitely can do that. I also have a line edit to my own edit because of some of what we heard at council today, just in terms of the fact that they don't have the standing committees appointed or selected yet. So I changed the language on that. So I'm going to see if I can. So I guess I will ask the group before we look at individual versions. Were all of you able to review the original draft that was circulated with the agenda?
Yes.
Was everyone able to review the two subsequent drafts that were sent out within the last 24 hours? Okay. All
Yes.
right. So just for the sake of transparency, I am going to pull up, I think, what we have as our proposed version, based on what I've heard from folks, and give people in the audience a chance to review that, and just give all of you a chance to review that, and also highlight the two edits that I'm going to propose we make.
And
Assuming.
you may, I did drop your prior red line into the chat so folks can get to it directly.
Okay. And I think I'm going to show. Go here.
Chris, just
I'm going
while
to show the.
you need to add it to everybody. I think it's just for host and panelists right now.
Okay.
Oh, my bad. I'll take care of that. Thank you.
Okay. Is everybody able to see that?
Well, we can. Yes.
My apologies. I spend all day on Teams, and so sharing on Zoom is something I don't have to do very often. So this is the final version here. Let's see here if I can just zoom in a little bit so people can see that. Like I said, mostly I just stripped out the examples. I don't think that they were, in my mind, going to be super persuasive with members of council. I think our experience stands for itself, and I don't know that we need to gild that lily, so to speak. So the proposed edits that I made just say, this is who we are, this is why we care. This is what's going on, right? Which is that you have kind of an accelerated schedule to get this work done. And obviously, that comes at not the most convenient time for council, but that's the way things are. And sometimes everyone has to, work with the time frame that they're given. And then just really clearly laying out that we would like to be an active participant in this process, which is not to say that Mayor Wheeler's office and City Council and obviously the City Attorney's office have not been great partners. But I do feel that, like, in the last 4 or 5 months, they've been somewhat stifled in that by virtue of Judge Simon's decision and the fact that we could not really make any meaningful forward progress on this. So just reminding the new council that what we would like to do here is, be consulted and have a voice in the time frame and really making sure that we understand when we are moving forward here. And then lastly, at the end here, as I noted, instead of the referencing the Public Safety Committee, which we're not sure that that's going to be the name, I just said any applicable standing committee of City Council. So that is my edit. Let me know if anyone has any questions. Okay. And then I'm going to stop sharing for a second here. Nate, is there anything, would you like to present your edit or? Okay.
No, and again, I apologize because I opened up the wrong document. I didn't even see
Oh.
that. And it's a great letter, elegant, and I would move to vote to, put our names on it and send it out.
Noah.
This is such a minor thing. In your letter, did you mean to say any applicable standing committee? Because the word any isn't in the letter as I saw it there.
That is a good catch. I will make that edit. Okay. So if everyone's in agreement on this, I think we've really distilled this to, like, the meat of what we wanted to convey to City Council and to the mayor's office. I keep saying City Council because I think the mayor is going to be less involved in this process than council and the city administrator will be, just by virtue of how the new system of government is set up. If there's no further discussion, then we can entertain a motion to approve, and we'll open up the chat to, or we'll open up for public comment, especially knowing that there are a couple people from the trans community members from the transition work group here who may want to weigh in as well. So, Nate, did I hear you make a motion to proceed? Okay, I will
Second.
second.
Yeah.
Okay. And we will, before we vote, I will open it up to public comment. If anyone is in the audience and would like to make comment on this revised version that we're putting forward here, please raise your hand and we will give you an opportunity to speak. All right, Dan, you should be ready to go.
Oh, good evening, everybody. This is Dan Handelman, he, him pronouns with Portland Cop Watch. I appreciate you taking public input on this. Having been to many of the transition work group meetings, if not all of them, I'm a little troubled by the jettisoning of all the topics that are listed in the letter. And I think I understand, Mr. Chair, why you don't want to have the long explanations about them. But I wonder if it might be worthwhile just having a short list. Like, just say, among the things that we might be able to chat with you about are staffing the new board, issues around training the new members, and stuff like that. Just like take it from the long explanatory paragraph to just topics, subject matter, so that they have, you can plant those ideas in their heads. Because, like you said, they're thinking about a lot of stuff right now. I think having that list of items that might be helpful for them would be good. I would also like to add, I was in the courtroom yesterday when Judge Simon was talking about this whole process, and he did order that the whole nominating committee be done in 30 days, and you already picked your members, which is great and good for you. I've been using that as a good example. What I'm worried about is the city attorney wrote in their filing for yesterday's hearing that they had planned to put out the application for the new members on January 2. which is the same day the new council got seated. And even though I know you're troubled by the delay that has already happened, and I know that you really like to see this set up as soon as possible, I think that the judge's point in delaying it was making it so that the new council owns the new system, and I think they should get a chance to weigh in on that application before it gets sent out there. I don't know that I'm not suggesting you necessarily need to add that to the letter, but I just kind of putting that in there is another point for you all to think about, as something you should advise them about during the transition, because everything about what ended up in the city code based on what the Police Accountability Commission recommended, but then a lot of it disappeared, came from the old council, and now there's new council. So I'm really hoping that they'll think about slowing things down just a little bit and get the applications right. Maybe even let you, as CRC members or as members of the nominating board, look at those applications before they go out to the public. Well, I hope that that wasn't too scattered. I've been in meetings all day, but thank you very much.
No, I know the feeling, Dan, and I put in the chat. I know we went through it kind of quickly, because it had already been circulated to the members, but I did specifically call out, I think, the most salient points from the letter as topics that we have extensive experience in. So both from the perspective of CRC leadership, including now Councillor Avalos and myself engaging with the Police Accountability Commission when the PAC was doing its work. And then also the work of the transition group, specifically surrounding the role of the transition project manager, and community concerns around bias requirements and training requirements such as ride-alongs, which I think are all areas where we have really relevant experience. And we have differing views in this body about which of those things are more relevant or more pertinent or salient than others. But I also think we are uniquely positioned to maybe offer some compromises or some potential solutions. So those were the three things that I called out on the letter. And Dan, I will leave the floor open if there's anything that you, or if you want to put in the chat, if there's anything that you think we missed that we should include. But I did sort of have the same line of thinking as you, which is that we should signal that without necessarily going into a ton of depth, because I'm not sure. We really don't know what council's appetite is going to be for this. And I think you raise an interesting point about the process. I think we will look forward to engaging with the city attorney's office and seeing where they're at. Some of this is up to council, right? Like they have to pick their nominators, they have to vote for a new body. But some of this is also up to the city attorney and the city administrator in terms of whether or not they are bringing those items to council on the agenda, or if they're deferring to council to, ask for that stuff to be brought forth. So, if there's anything we missed, please feel free to put in the chat, or if you want to unmute and weigh in, great.
Oh, well, I just want to say I appreciate you putting that in the chat. The version that Mr. Nguyen put the link to just shows everything redlined, and that paragraph's not in it. So I guess we got a different copy
Okay.
from what you are looking at. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. So I think hopefully we've addressed that. We are also planning a couple of different avenues of engagement. I don't want to jinx them by talking about them before they're confirmed, but there are going to be a couple other ways that we plan on engaging with council and with leadership in the weeks and months to come. So watch this space, as they say, and we will continue to engage on that front. Nate K, I think I just saw you join us here. Just to get you up to speed, we are reviewing the draft letters, or the draft transition letter. If you have any questions about that, or if you'd like to weigh in.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm a few minutes late. I apologize. On a work trip, but no thoughts, no questions. I'm just enjoying the dialogue. So,
Okay. So with that, with public comment then, Debbie, I put the draft version that I'm working from in the chat. So hopefully you should be able to review that. Red lines are helpful to know what we're cutting, but they're not always the easiest to read, especially unfortunately when you're trying to print something out of Google Docs. So I'll give you all an opportunity to look at that. In the interim, though, why don't we move forward with voting? So, again, I'm going to go based on who I can see on my screen here. We'll start with Chris.
Aye.
Sean.
Aye.
Nate Holton.
Aye.
Noah.
Aye.
Jessica.
Aye.
And Nate Kuhn, if you'd like to enter a vote, you can. You feel free to abstain if you don't feel comfortable.
I'll abstain. Thank you.
I vote aye. The motion carries. David, if you have that link, if you can, you just grab that text, or do you want me to send it to you?
So
Okay.
I'll update that draft, so.
Okay. And then will you be able to transmit to
Yes.
the recipient list? Okay, awesome. All right. Thank you all for your input. Dan, Debbie, all of the community members who engaged with the transition work group, I want to thank you for your time and your diligence in this project, and also your flexibility in the edits that we chose to make today. I know that this is has been a long project for the transition work group, and that is just a small portion of the amount of work and effort that's gone into this process as a whole, both from the CRC, from the transition work group, and from the Police Accountability Commission. So, thank you for sticking with us in this process. This is, I think, the very first step in CRC's engagement for the new year with council, with elected officials, and with city staff to try and get this over the finish line. And I really hope that we're able to do so. Obviously, as it stands, and I know that we've talked at length about the whether or not this has to be the case, but as it stands, there's still quite a bit of lag time that we're sort of budgeting for after the new board is seated before we can hang up our spurs and go home. So the sooner we can get that process moving, I think the better. And I will also say that we will encourage council to continue to evaluate and iterate as the PAC did. So I think seating the new board is just the first step. It does not necessarily mean that some of these things can't be improved upon as we go. But because of the time frame, I think making that first step is super important. All right, with that, I see that Ross has joined us. So Ross, if you would like to give the director's report, I will turn the floor over to you.
Hey, sorry to be so late. Thank you. I don't really have much of an update. I was out for a while, and but I think one thing you may this might have already been in your letter, and you might have already talked about it, but there was the DOJ status check hearing yesterday. Did you guys already cover all this?
In brief, but if you want to give your update, since I know you were able to review more of it than I was.
Yeah, I listened in, and I think kind of the interesting thing was that Judge Simon asked City Council to make their appointments to the nominating committee within 30 days. And at one point, he offered to make that requirement, or not requirement, but request to be within 14 days. And I think Heidi from the City Attorney's Office said she would transmit that request to Council. I don't see how that actually has any, that kind of doesn't really force anybody to do anything. There's already a timeline under the settlement agreement, but I thought that was kind of interesting. So I guess long way of saying I would expect that we will be hearing more from DOJ on that. And then the next settlement agreement status check is going to be, I think, late July. I want to say July 29th, but that might not be right. So late July is going to be the next on that. But we will probably be hearing more from DOJ in the interim, would be my guess. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Other than that, we are kind of plugging along with our work and working on a transition plan, as I think it's noted in the report here, and as we have been trying to work on for somewhere over 4 years now. So
All right.
appreciate the urgency that you all put in that letter. That I think that I couldn't agree with it more.
Well, and I'm grateful to see that we are into the single digits on OIS investigation. So appreciate the work of IPR and also the PRB team in getting those cases up, and obviously appreciate our members for doing that work. I know I've heard quite a few cases this year, and I know some of you have heard far more than I have. So thank you for sticking with us and continuing this work. Ross, a quick question on scheduling. So I know that you mentioned that we're expecting someone from the city attorney's office to brief next month. I don't think we have any appeals scheduled, but you had mentioned potentially wanting to do some appeal training at some point. Is that something that you want us to put on the schedule for the upcoming months, or should we wait and see when, if and when we might potentially have an appeal?
I think we might have an appeal coming up. It needs to be confirmed. I don't know that yet. I'm waiting to hear back from an attorney of the complainant. But I think it's very possible we would have an appeal. And so I think it would probably make the most sense to do that in March. I think we've got Heidi has got this meeting on her calendar, I guess at our regularly scheduled time. I know we're a week late this time, but our regularly scheduled time. So I think that might be a good time to talk all things transition. And then I'm trying to line up some other people that might be relevant to that conversation who could also be here. So I will I'll follow up with you, and we can kind of send things out to the whole group so everybody knows what to expect. And if any of that changes, I'll be sure and let you know. And also thank you again for everybody signing up for the PRVs. I know there's, if just to kind of piggyback on what I'm sure you've all already said, I hope people take your letter seriously because if, for example, you decided to stop doing PRVs, this whole thing grinds to a halt. And the city is very quickly out of compliance with the settlement agreement in a very, very, very serious way. That would not be it would not be an easy thing to correct quickly. So thank you again. I just wanted to second what you may said.
Yeah, it's a heavy weight for volunteers to bear. So, much appreciation to all of us for doing that work. It does not look like we have any of our working group chairs or co-chairs here this evening. So, we will skip work group updates. I think the biggest one we just voted on. So, thank you, Mike, in absentia for your hard work getting this over the goal line. That takes us into new business. So I will open the floor to any members if they have any questions or items of new business that they want to bring forward. And if there's not, we'll move to public comment in just a minute here.
Can you remind me? I thought last time we had discussed like waiting until January to discuss modifying our meeting schedule. Was that something you wanted to talk about, or were we going to wait till February? I just don't remember what we settled on. And I reviewed the minutes, so I should check that again.
Yeah, I am. I think that's a good flag. I think that we had discussed a couple of options. I think a lot of it was dependent on what happens next. So, given that we have some subject matter experts that we need to confer with, and the possibility of an upcoming appeal, I think my recommendation would be that we stay the course for now. And I'm hoping by March or April, we'll know if we have an appeal. We'll have sort of worked through, we'll have at least a better sense of what council's sort of appetite and schedule is in terms of next steps. And then we can make an informed decision. We normally meet in April to elect new officers. So realistically, we would only be able to cancel the March meeting. So I think at this juncture, we can continue to play it by ear. But I do encourage everyone to think about what feels good if we do end up in a holding pattern. My hope would be that that's not the case and that we have a lot of business coming our way in terms of engagement and also opportunities to talk about what's going on. But if council says, nope, we're going to stick it all in a drawer and go home, then we can talk about what happens next. But as I see on Ross's face, hopefully that will not be something that we have to contemplate and we can continue with this cadence. I do think we may find ourselves in a period of time where things start to wind down. And at that juncture, it would really be useful to talk about reducing meeting cadence. My intent or my hope would be that our last few months in office, we won't really have any business because we'll have done all the cases that we need to do, right? But that may be a ways out. So stay tuned. But unless other members feel differently, I think we probably should just stay the course for now. and revisit this in maybe March or April, depending on what our course load is. And if we don't have anything to do in March, I will probably cancel that meeting, but let's see how February goes first.
That's helpful. Thank you.
All right. Any other new business or member curiosities? Okay. There being none, we will go to public comment. As always, this is an opportunity for members of the public to engage with CRC and ask any questions they might have or bring any concerns to our attention. Please raise your hand if you would like to speak, and you will have 3 minutes to do so. Well, Dan, I think you're already unmuted, so go for it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, it's Dan Handelman from Port and Cop Watch. I was at the court hearing yesterday. I think I mentioned that before. And one thing that did come up was there was some concern that the cases IPR was assigned to review from the protest actions from 2020 still aren't finished. Now, I understand that part of the reason is that they're trying to close everything out all at the same time, but just as a matter of record, that did come up in court. I've been encouraging you all to look at the director's reports around the list of shooting cases, because first of all, you're going to hear some of them at the police review board, and second of all, it's very instructive. I mean, the Portland police shot three people in the latter part of the year, and there was a death in custody that happened in December. I don't see that listed on there, and I am hoping that that is something that is going to be investigated by the PRB and the detectives, internal affairs, and all that. Also, I don't see the two shootings that happened in September and October. So I'm not sure. There's a second page. That's why. Okay, they're all on there. Never mind. I have to learn to scroll down. It's very hard when you get the report in the middle of the meeting instead of having it ahead of time, too. That's another comment. We also today we released our analysis of the Police Review Board report that comes out twice a year. I don't know that the coordinator, Liz Vogan, said that she was going to send it to you all because you were participants. I don't know if she did that or not. We are usually the first entity in the city that publishes anything about it. And it occurred to me to look through the director's reports to see what you know when these cases might have been heard. And there's this one case that was adjudicated in probably August, I think, where it says in the debriefing stage, and it's been on the agenda in the director's report for 4 months or more, saying it's in the debriefing stage, and I don't know what that means. So in addition to our new analysis about the police review board, we also published a new Cop Watch newsletter. I'm going to try to paste both of these chat, links into the chat before the chat and your meeting gets shut down. So that's the newsletter there, People's Police Report number 94, and this is the police review board analysis, which we just put out today. One last thing that I don't know if the IPR staff is aware of this or not, but we heard from someone who had a case investigated that they didn't file an appeal, and one reason was because the appeal form says, and this is referring to me and with my Flying Focus Video Collective hat on, and none of you know me from that, but I'm with another group that's called Flying Focus. We had done shows about this IPR and CRC in the past, that it says you may end up appearing on cable access TV. Or public TV or something like that, that made them reluctant to file an appeal. And I'm hoping that that doesn't happen to other people. I think it should be clear, that, at least from my point of view and most reporters, if you request that you don't be on TV, that most reporters will accommodate that. And I'm certainly willing to do it. I've done that in the past with appellants at the CRC. So I'm hoping that form can be fixed and updated if that language is scaring people off from filing appeals. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. And look forward to taking a look at that that analysis. I read all of those. I read the reports, and I also read Cop Watch's analysis, and it's always good to get a second opinion. So appreciate your comments there. Excuse me. Any other public comment? All right. Going once, going twice. If there's no other business and there's no other public comment, then we've reached the end of our agenda for this evening. Our next meeting will be in February, barring any unforeseen circumstances, or any of the weather that some people are looking forward to. That concludes our meeting for January 8th. The time is 6:11. I wish all of you a pleasant evening and good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.